There are only two or three important dates on the calendar in a year. Today is one of them. It's the North London Derby and the squad is here. Come on! Okay, everyone reporting in for duty. This is it. Don't get scared now, as Kevin McAllister from Home Alone said. PG, welcome back.
Oh. I find it really hard the last few hours of just been.
PG, do this today with us. Ready, everyone?
I go.
Boom!
I've even got my Arsenal bracelet on and my red ring. And everything's red, and I haven't even been out for days to wear any of it. So,
well, listen, let's
get. So you're representing.
She is representing.
And I'm wearing red and white. Look.
Nice one.
Let's get the most important well wishes of the day. Happy Mother's Day, PG.
Yes. Oh, thank
happy
you.
Happy Mother's Day. Happy to you and anybody else who's on. Who's on. Listen, we know there's mums who are no longer with us as well. Yeah. So we wish them all the very best. And everybody, keep their memories close to the heart.
Yeah, totally. Well said. Absolutely brilliant. Well, listen, you guys, the squaddies are in full swing. Let's just get to it. There's nothing else to talk about other than the team news, but I want to start with the biggest news of the day. And Amanda, I'm gonna swing it back to you, but let's start with the top news, is that Aubameyang has been benched for disciplinary reasons.
Wow.
And of course, one of my Tottenham cousins thinks they're really funny. They said, look, they've benched him because of all that Technicolor crap he's done to those Lamborghinis and Ferraris. This is absolutely huge. You bench your captain, one of your best players, highest paid players in the North London Derby, Amanda.
Well, when I saw the team, I was really pleased because the other night I said I wanted Lacazette to start. So I was like, yeah, he's done well. We played Thursday night. He's going to come on as a sub. He's on the bench. And that was it. And then my dad rings and goes, Aubameyang's on the bench. I went, yeah, I know. He went, for disciplinary reasons. And I went, what? And we're sort of trying to find out. No one seems to know anything.
Not yet.
I think it's come out on Sky. Wow. What has he done since Thursday to this afternoon? I don't know. And you know
something.
What?
He's done
I'm proud of Arteta, because if he has done something and he's disciplined him, good on Arteta for having the cojones to do it.
PG, if you remember, our hostess with the mostest was complaining about he treats other people differently.
No
but
anymore.
If they step out of line, he's got to put them in place, Soph. And he has.
I said it pertaining to football. You can't play Willian when he's crap. You can't play Ceballos when he makes mistakes.
No, but you can.
But the point is, they're two completely different things. What he's done here is showing that nobody is bigger than the club. And that's the difference. Like Guendouzi, I agree with. You're a little shithead. Go to Germany. You know, all of these. But when you play bad and you get picked, that's my issue. That's my argument. I think what he's done here is massive. And he's sending a message that shows who's in charge. And if 100%. Anyone thinks Arteta is getting fired at the end of this season,
you better forget it.
Think
it's exactly
again.
What we need. I don't care who you are. I'm sorry, I don't. But to drop him against the North London Derby, what has he done?
This is a really massive decision because, look, number one, and Amanda did say in our show with Hugh Wizzy, if you've missed it, you can still listen to it. It'll still be topical, that she wanted to see Lacazette play. Mm. And we have all on the show talked a lot about how Lacazette really was the nucleus of coming in when Oba wasn't firing on all cylinders and helped the younger players. And they gelled with him and they played really well. Lacazette does love a game against Spurs. There's no doubt about that. So I don't think any of us had the issue of Lacazette starting. But like Kevin said, to counter Amanda, he was like, well, as long as Oba's on the left and Laka's down the middle.
Yeah, I thought Laka would start, but Oba would be on the left.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. But, hey, Listen, I back whichever team is going out today.
I back him anyway.
So
do you know what, Kev? When I saw the team, I was every single one. He's got Cedric, he's got Tierney, he's got Saka, he's got Partey. Saka, he plays better with Partey. He's got Emil, he's got Saka and Xhaka
and Odegaard and ESR together.
Do you know, there's not one I'm sitting there thinking, but I've just seen Saka be interviewed, and if you can't love him any more than what he's just said about this is for the fans, we want them here, this is our day. He's like, oh my God, can he get any more?
I don't want to hear the talk. I want to see the doing.
But you know from Saka, you will.
But I'm just saying, talk. I don't want to hear the talk. Don't tell me. Show me, Saka. Show me.
I want to read out real
quick. I love him.
I want to read out real quick. Tottenham's team is Lloris, Doherty, Sanchez, Alderweireld, Reguilon, Højbjerg, Ndombele, Lucas, Bale, Son, and Kane. They're literally playing with maybe four strikers because they've got Lucas, Bale, Son, Kane. They're going to sit deep, Casey. Yep. I wanted to get this from you. Is that why Laka's playing versus Oba as well? I know Oba and the disciplinary stuff, but Laka, like Amanda said in the previous show, he would suit this setup better.
Yeah, I just think it suits Spurs to be on the counter-attack. Mourinho, you know what he's going to do. Yep. He's going to park the bus.
Yeah,
he's going to say, come and attack us. And then, you know, on the break, that's where they're dangerous. With Son, Bale, Kane is the key. Once he gets the ball, we've got to shut him down because he's the player who tends to release all the rest of them.
Yeah. One of the things that I really love here, and just before we came on air, PG and I were talking about ESR and Saka. If there are any two players, I would love to be the heroes today or have that coming of age.
Oh, I have a quote about Aubameyang from Arteta just now. Do you want it?
Is it new, fresh? Go on.
Just now. Arteta and Aubameyang, he was going to start the game.
Mm-hmm.
We had a disciplinary issue. We have drawn the line and we move on. He is on the bench. Nothing more to say. We keep that internally. We have a process. We have to respect it for every game. And that's it. Oh, my God. I love him. Boom. Oh, my God. I love Arteta.
It's about Arsenal. This isn't about a player. It's about the Arsenal.
That's right.
You know what I like about this is that, you know, this is what Emery tried to do with Ozil. I don't give a shit what your name is. If you're not going to train and I'm not enabling players anymore. Mm-hmm. And even Freddie took on that. Listen, you play for the Arsenal. Mm-hmm. And Arteta really is. It's about, and I love how Kenny Ken before every great game says, it's about the club, the badge, let's go, right?
Yep, yep.
And that's what it is. And today, this is about Arsenal Football Club and this rivalry with Spurs. It means everything to us. So whoever puts that shirt on, they've got to be ready. They've got to be willing to play and go. And you know what? For Lacazette, a player that everyone keeps saying, I have said too, might be sold in the summer because we might need the cash. Showing again, he's got better leadership than Aubameyang, who I'm sorry, I don't want to be reactionary, Kev, but there's too many pieces here that show what we've said on the show, especially Amanda and I. Is he that captain material and leader that we really need in a time where our team has been struggling?
Yeah, but look, let's put it into context. We don't know what the problem is. That's for sure. We don't know what the issue is. It could have been a disagreement about where he wants to play. I don't know. But I love the fact Mikel Arteta is showing who the gaffer is. And I think we all agree with that. The fact he's showing, listen, this is my team, Arsenal's my club, and I pick the team. This is what it's about. No player is bigger than the club.
Amanda, 20 minutes to go, Aubameyang comes on and scores the winner. Come on, you know it.
Well, the thing is, right, I'm a little bit confused slightly, because if he's disciplinary, why is he on the bench? So I suppose
he still needs him.
Yes.
He's so not
there
stupid.
Goes the yes, of course.
You don't cut your nose to spite.
Do you remember when Wenger did it to Sanchez and he had him
against
on the
Liverpool.
Bench at Liverpool? And I was in the pub in Liverpool. Remember going, I'm not going into Anfield. There's no point about Sanchez. And we all thought that Wenger was wrong. It's funny how it's changed. Well, I'm not saying we, but the people I was with, the Gooners. But Sanchez did come on and he did make a massive difference second half. But you know what? We don't know the disciplinary. We can't say anything. we don't know anything. My friend Russ is listening here, that he's just come on, and he's just said to me, I disagree with Arteta coming out today with this quote. Questions will be asked if we don't win. But Russ, what do you want him to do? Do you want him to be walked asked over? Anyway. And I agree with Lee Boy, Ober is not a captain. I'm not here to slag off Aubameyang. I love him. I want him to keep scoring and getting that momentum back. But you have to have discipline and boundaries in any walk of life, from being a parent today on Mother's Day to being a parent of a team of footballers. In any walk of life, my boss has got boundaries. If you don't have boundaries, which I feel Emery didn't, probably, then that's it. Out it goes. And you know what? They can do anything they want. On the other side, the flip side, playing Tottenham, we want our best 11. I'm really happy with the 11, and I'm pleased Aubameyang's on the bench. However, I think Russ is slightly right. Everyone will go for Arteta at the end if we don't win, because for any reason, Aubameyang, they will.
But do you know the great thing? Listen, ladies, you know the great thing? Arteta, if they're going to go for him, he doesn't care. He is the manager.
Yeah.
So if they're going to go for him at the end, listen, if we lose this game, whether Aubameyang's in it or not, they're going to go for him anyway. But he has to manage it the way he sees fit.
And you know what? He lives by the sword and he dies by the sword. And I've got every...
Respect that.
Listen, I know people think I'm obsessed with Arteta and I can't see no wrong. I say it as I see it. As soon as that team came out, I thought Aubameyang was dropped for football reasons. I didn't know anything. And I was pleased he played Thursday. We never played that great on the Sunday. We are the Emirates. It is a bit later, thank God. But we are the underdogs. And we're all buzzing at the moment. But we know we've got a massive job. The Mourinho factor, he will park that bus. He will catch us on the break. We have to be alert. But what we have to do is go for it. I will not slag this team off if they go for it and lose.
I wanted to just bring up this comment from Jump Evolution Trampoline Park, which sounds like a place that I would like to go to any day of the week.
I know who that is.
Okay, why come out before the game? Do it after the game. It's a huge game for us. Agree with discipline, but keep it in-house. George Graham always did. Here's why. The modern game's changed. Mm-hmm. If you start a game, a North London derby, with your captain and your highest paid player on the bench, people are going to go crazy. So what Arteta has done is nipped it in the bud and come out straight away and said, here's why. And part of that is also to keep him on his toes and motivated, as well as the other players, especially Lacazette, saying, look, this is your shot. This is your chance. I know you're friends, but at the end of the day, football's ruthless. You want to get on, you want to score, you want to play well. And he's also showing an example to the younger players. What kind of example is Ober, whatever he's done, setting for Saka and Smith Rowe? And even though Martinelli's not in the squad today, you know, what is he doing? There's a but in the sense that if we lose, he'll get killed. But like Ainsley just said, it doesn't matter if he does or doesn't. He'll be damned if he does. Yeah. He'll be damned.
Yeah. But my point is, so from what Russ is saying, and that's Russ, what he's saying is, when I looked at the team, I wasn't shocked he wasn't playing before I knew about the disciplinary. He could have come out and said, football reasons, Lacazette can play up front, Aubameyang played Thursday night. I do admire him for coming out and saying the truth, because none of us would have sat here and gone, why has he dropped Aubameyang? I didn't. Straight away went, this is brilliant. He's listening. He's rotating. Aubameyang's going to come off the bench. I never thought that was strange. But obviously now, to be fair, babe, look what we're talking about. Look what we're talking about. Everyone's going to be talking about this.
Yeah, but what we got to remember.
It's a big piece of news.
Yeah, what we got to remember.
He didn't have to do it. He could have just said for football reasons and then said it.
Yeah, but what we got to remember is, it's just like the comment was made before. Imagine Tony Adams was dropped for a North London derby. Everyone's going to ask you the same thing. Why is Tony Adams dropped? The fact of the matter is, the manager has to nip it in the bud. The way you nip it in the bud is lay it out and close it.
But that my point is
now I know what your point is.
You know what I'm saying? I thought he was dropped for football reasons. Straight away, I never questioned it. Yeah,
but you don't have to. The fact of the matter is, the media will question and ask the questions just like the fans will. Why is Ober on the bench? Why is he this? Why is he that? But the fact of the matter is, if it's disciplinary, then it has to be sorted out. And it got revealed and it got nipped in the bud all in one goal. Good.
And regardless, Kev, regardless, that first 11 is excellent.
Yeah.
That I've not got one thing sitting here thinking, oh, I wish he was playing. If he'd have played Bellerin, I'd have wished he played Cedric, and he has. So, look, we've got 30 minutes till we come out, and we have to go at Tottenham. We have to. I don't want any of this sitting back.
But we've got to be smart.
And disciplined.
We leave the back door open.
They'll punish us. Here's what we can't afford. And I'm sure Arteta looked at that Man United game at Old Trafford at the beginning of the season. They fell into the trap. And bam, every single time Tottenham countered, they got a goal. They sniffed and knew the weakness of that central pairing at the time at Old Trafford, Kev. So look, time will tell. At the end of the day, it's night, and even tonight, Arteta will stand by benching Aubameyang. Mm-hmm. And he's the manager of the football club. Clearly, he's exasperated with him, and he's telling him, listen, buck up your ideas. And I'll tell you something, if he doesn't fit into Arteta and Edu's narrative for the future of Arsenal, do not be surprised if he's the one that is end up being sold and not Lacazette.
It's a ruthless business. You're right. And you have to be ruthless.
Got to be ruthless. And you know what? People have complained for so many years that we're weak sauce. We're not strong enough. We don't make tough decisions. And here we are making it on one of the toughest games of the season. Let's get to the rest of the team real quick. I'll fire through it for you guys. We've got 300 plus in live chat on a pregame. Thanks so much to everyone for joining us. Let me tell you why I'm feeling a little luckier today than I did yesterday. You guys won't believe this. As you know, this show is sponsored by Football Prizes. .co.uk. Our boy Jags a couple weeks ago won the signed Arsenal pennant, signed pennant, right? He went into the draw again this last weekend for this juicy Patrick Vieira, who, let's admit it, has shown up on North London Derby days, you guys.
Yep.
And he won.
He's done it again.
Oh, I feel like I'm at football when I sing that.
Exactly.
You know what? I would be just walking up to my seat now. Oh. Well done, Jags. Brilliant.
Well done, Jags. We'll give you some more sauce on tomorrow's show and later on too.
Maybe he can give us the lottery numbers.
I'm just saying, listen, everyone's saying Newman and the boys, it's rigged. Of course, Amesie's really well done, but the boys, they can't handle it. Listen, squaddies, this is why you got to get stuck in. Jags is over the moon. He can't believe it.
Go and buy your tickets.
Here's the other thing too. Not only did he win the Vieira one, but how lucky was he yesterday, which is why I'm thinking maybe it's our day today. He entered the Pep Guardiola one and won that too. So, Jack is our little football prize is invincible.
And he was so excited. He was just so excited. And so you know what? We want our squaddies to win every week. Every week.
That's right.
I want to go back to the point I was making before the Arteta quote. And, you know, we talk about Jags, we're having a laugh, but boys doing well. I really want Saka and Emile Smith Rowe to shine today. Kev, you've been there coming into a match, playing in a North London derby, being the young'un. You've seen it around you as well, homegrown. You saw it when you were at Everton with Rooney, that homegrown player. Tell me about this. Talk to us about the impact they can have. And I think everyone today is just pulling for them big time.
Yeah, look, I think there's a more of an impetus and onus on a couple of the youngsters. You know, the foreigners who come in obviously have to get it. But when you've grown up in the club, and it's, believe you me, it's like oxygen to be against that lot down the road. I'm telling you, it is like oxygen. When you are at Arsenal and every time you meet them at every level, you know the onus because it's your rival. And now these boys have come all the way through the ranks, and now this is where it matters. It's the first team. And now they've made it to the first team together, which is special. They've played in, I think Saka was on the bench at the last one, wasn't he? Now they're together. I could only see good things with these two, and I'd love them to run riot. I really would.
Sorry, someone's just done. I got my Arsenal necklace on. Yeah. It stands for Amanda, who's angelic, who supports Arsenal. There we go. There
you
go.
I'm not sure about the angelic bit.
No,
the rest is correct.
I got that made, look, by a special lady. I can see my bracelet. Yep. My red ring. I'm ready. I feel like I'm at the game. This is what I always wear.
Look, we said 20 minutes. Let's do this, okay? Let's just compartmentalize it. Leno in goal, fine. Cedric, we're all happy about. Luis and Gabriel, I think we're all happy about, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Tierney, of course. Yep. Xhaka, party. Yep. You know, we're happy Smith Rowe, Saka, Udegaard, Laka, we're all happy about.
Can I just say, it's going to be interesting how those front four, or should I say the front three behind Lacazette, dovetail. They dovetail, and whether what they might do is start overloading one side.
And do you think the 10 will be interchangeable today, Kev?
But that's my whole point.
Right.
Because I think Odegaard might get the license to go where he wants. Smith Rowe might get the chance to go where he wants. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So there might be times where we're a little bit lopsided and leave Kieran Tierney to fly down the left-hand side and they go and overload the right. So that's going to cause Tottenham a lot of problems. So it'd be interesting to see that.
You know what? I was just thinking about Pepe. He's on the bench. What a bench we've got. Seriously.
William Pepe, Lacazette, Holding.
Lacazette's playing.
Aubameyang, Ceballos.
It's a strong bench.
Okay, here we go, you guys. It's North London derby. It's Mikel Arteta versus Jose Mourinho. If there's ever a time to make your mark as Arsenal manager, it is in a North London derby game. If there is ever a time to become a hero as an Arsenal player, a cult hero, it is in this game. We have that potential. We can do this. My biggest thing is we can't concede too early. We can't do what Manchester United did.
We can't concede.
Well, that's a given, but it's the North London derby, so I'm thinking there's going to be some give and take here. In the 4-2 game, we started off well, and then they went 2-1 up, remember, and everyone thought, oh, it was curtains.
We're gone,
And we're gone. And the same with the game in the rain, the Mustafi header. No one gave us a chance before that game. And the game at Wat Hart Lane with the mask and Kane, but then Sanchez got the equaliser, you know, Lloris making a little bit of a mistake. You know, this game has proven in the past that it's the fine things, Kev and Amanda, the small things. And today's the one day. We'll leave it at this with everyone and these comments. Is today's the day we can't make any of those stupid mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. The mistakes, we make mistakes today that we not only will we shoot ourselves in the foot, we hung ourselves. And it can't happen today. Not today. Not today. We've made enough mistakes to last two seasons, haven't we? Come on, the Gunners.
Do you know what? It's like I had a dream last night.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm not sure you're going to want to. I actually don't know if it was a dream or it was a subconscious as I was waking up, but I dreamt that they went 4-0 up and we drew 4-all. So I was thinking how that would feel like a win for us and a loss for them. And Mourinho would go mental. And then I woke up and I thought, I don't think my heart could take that. But I am thinking positive. Okay. I'm thinking, 2-1. And you know what? It's 4:10 and I'm really excited. When we come back, if we've not won, none of us are going to look like this.
But this is what football, this is what football's about. Here we are, we're anticipating. We want to win. Of course we do. But you know what? Whatever happens, we're going to come back on after the game and we're going to deal with it. Whether we win, lose or draw.
Okay, so seeing as PG shared her dream, I'm going to share mine, okay?
Oh, no.
Did you have a dream?
Was it same?
It was similar, but it wasn't a nightmare. It was a dream. But then I woke up. I had a dream that we were up 3-0 at halftime. And it's the most bizarre thing. Like every single time before North London derbies, I have the most vivid dreams, you know? And it was Saka. And all I could see was Saka in my dream. Saka, Saka, Saka. And so that's it. And the number 3. And it was like at halftime, I woke up. Vinny Vieira woke me up because he was playing.
If it's 3-0 at halftime, we're coming on at halftime. I'm telling you that.
No, if we're 5-0 up, I'll even come on. But I think Arteta should really play this now in the changing rooms, yeah, and we could G them all up. Like, I'd be sitting in the East End, Kev could be on the touchline doing his interviewing, yeah, and yeah, she could be reporting for someone, and we could just tell them exactly, all of us, what it means to us being an ex-player and two fans. Oh, well, then I don't know what I'm pointing, but the fact that it means so much, and the fact that we're not there, and unfortunately we're getting used to it because it's a year now. I haven't been to football for a year. None of us have, not only me, but none of us. And this is the day. This is the day. Yeah, you have.
Absolutely. I have here, not there.
I would have loved to have been there today.
I can imagine, Kev. Can you imagine you on the touchline?
You'd want to kick every ball, wouldn't you?
Broke the neck, Kev.
I'm just going to imagine that they are watching us right now.
Get the samurai out.
And go for Tottenham.
It's war.
Leno, do not put your players under pressure. Players, when he gives you the ball, do not take two touches. No. Kick it up the field if you have to. Play it safe. Play discipline. Get the ball to Lacazette and as Saka and as Smith Rowe as quick as you can. And let's do these. I can't say the word. Let's do this lot from down the road because I'm ready.
Amanda, what you just said there, you could imagine Mourinho is setting the traps for us.
Yeah. Oh, I don't care.
He's setting the traps for us to play out from the back. I think Arsenal are going to have to come up with something else and stop messing around.
Let me tell you something else, you guys. What he does, okay? He is so... Remember the Amazon documentary? I want you to be see you next Tuesdays. Well, you know what? Today... We need a little see you next Tuesday. All right.
So if Arteta's listening to this, be clever, be smart.
The odd kick in the nuts here and there that you can't see it. A little stamp here and there, like a polite one, just letting people know that you are in the game. Don't be pussies. Be giants. I posted something on our Instagram that said, play today like the giants of yesterday. And we can beat this team. Okay. You just got to stop Kane, Son, Bale, Lucas, and a few others.
Just one of the best players in the Premier League.
All right, remind everyone of your predictions, you guys, from earlier this week. Are you sticking to them?
Yep. I picked the same as PG2-1, I said.
I'm never happy when I'm positive, but I am positive. And I'll tell you what happened today. I quickly popped to my mum's, who doesn't live in my area, and we walked to the high street. I saw three separate gooners, no word of a lie. And Carl met all these people that just kept talking to me about football. That one of them walked past me and went, we've just got to win today. We've just got to win. I didn't even say hello. The other one went, oh, my God, I hope, like, we just... And the other one went, come on, you Reds. I'd only walked down the high street. This is what it means to every football fan. And if you're not a football fan, you're never going to understand Derby Day. Ever that the build up, how you feel now? We've got 15 minutes till we start.
Right, let's go.
We need to go.
Okay, so I'm sticking with my 2-2, although I hope my dream comes true. And if it does, I swear to God, we will be on air at halftime. Listen, squaddies, thanks to all 300 plus of you who joined us in live chat. Well done.
Thank you.
Keep faith no matter what. It's a 90 plus minute game, right? So let's stick together. Let's root for the boys. Come on, the Gunners. Tell everyone.
Always Arsenal. Always.
Especially today.
Come on, you Reds.